is Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Whiskey monitoring on the side on the lunch break.
Hey, good morning.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Whiskey. Just heard someone call in.
This is AUB8Y, Alpha Bravo 8 Yankee.
Yeah, good afternoon. Name here is Barry, transmitting near Holland on the west side of the state.
Yeah, I was just there this past weekend. At Hope College, doing radio for the Pike MS event.
Was that for business or pleasure?
It would have been pleasure, I guess. It was a radio gig here, driving around in trucks and helping cyclists as they were doing their route, and if they needed a ride or parts or anything, we just go help them out.
Oh, that's interesting. So it was like a bike race?
Yeah, it was, I guess, less a race, more of a charity ride, just to raise money for the National MS Society.
Ah, I understand. What's your QTH area?
Well, I'm currently mobile in Grand Blanc, but my normal QTH is Flushing, just north of Flint.
Okay, I know Grand Blanc. My mom and dad, they live in Holly, so I'm over there a little bit.
Yeah, my brother's in Holly. He's right on the border. He's right on the across the street from he's right on the county line. So his neighbor's across the street in Grand Blanc, and he's in Holly.
Did any of the thunderstorms make it your way yesterday?
Yeah, they kind of lost most of their strength by the time they got here. They did get a little bit of excitement.
Yeah, the Skywarn guys here, they're all excited and we're out doing their thing, but it just never really developed. Although the winds knocked out a lot of power, but we managed. But supposedly there's going to be something else coming through this evening. Well, I'll wait and see on how bad that is.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're predicting it to be worse than yesterday. So we're saying we're probably not going to get anything because they're predicting it to be worse.
I'm pretty new to DMR this week. I just got into it. How long have you been participating in DMR?
I don't know. I got a DMR radio shortly after I got my license, but I pretty much only use it like twice a year for events, and then I just recently, a few months ago, I actually put a mobile in my car so I could use it while I'm driving. But just like any digital mode, they kind of go through their phases. They get popularity and then they'll fizzle out, but everybody eventually ends up back in analog.
Yeah, I spent most of my time on analog with the IRA repeaters. They have their noontime roundups, but there's no noontime roundup today, so I'm like, well, I'll give DMR a try and see who's out there. So, well, thanks for the QSL. I'll let you go. 73s, and I'll catch you later. JE8 UDW Claire.
Yeah, that's the nice thing with DMR. If you've got a radio that supports roaming, the MI5 network, you can program it in pretty easily and just automatically finds the best repeater for you. And so it's really good for traveling around the state. But that's one advantage of the DMR side of things. We'll say 73 is the AB1.
Oh, real quick, what kind of radio do you have?
I have a Motorola, it's an XPR 4550. I think it's a 50-watt mobile, maybe 40, something like that.
Oh, okay, that's exactly what I got, XPR 4550. Still, I got to get the programming software to program it and still learning how to operate it.
Yep, depending what firmware's on there, you might need to use the old CPS. So it might be that might be a bit of a hurdle unless you can find the hack to get the gigahertz. But it's a pretty good radio. It's a little older, but it does the job.
There's a guy on eBay selling CPS 2 and CPS 16. Do you know the difference?
CPS 2 is the new version. 16 is the older version. The guys around here prefer 16. I've never used 2, but I've only used the CPS 16. But if you go into Motorola, their website, you can sign up for it and get the CPS for free. It's just it takes a little bit to actually get the account created and blessed by Motorola.
Cool. Well, thanks for the information. I'll let you go for real this time. KE8UDW clear.
7-3-8-8-1.
KF8FQN, listening.
KF8FQN,
radio check.
KF8FQN, this is NAWRO. Good afternoon, Wyatt. A little light, I guess, on the signal. You're like a 120, 117 on the dashboard. How you doing? This is Tim over in Macomb.
I'm in driving actually the first time, so I'm not surprised that I got lost.
Hey, copy about 90% of that. You're in Dryden, and again, you're right at that threshold of, not being able to be read. I got 120 dropping in. But I do see you're on is it Burnside? So good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah, I haven't been on too much.
All right, Wyatt, I didn't catch most of that. So I think you're just going to be out of range at this point. Maybe we try it again another time. I'll listen out for your call. And in the meantime, you have a good one. Good to hear your voice again. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar with KF8FQN. Have a good one. I'll listen out.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Good afternoon, David. 88MP from NAWRO. How's it going?
NAWRO, 88MP. Yeah, it's going good here. We're just heading home, heading north on I-75 out of Detroit. And I got the air on, so it's nice and cool, and just enjoying the ride.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's a hot one out there, but I have a feeling you know that better than I do. So I'm in the shack, and the AC is working. Fortunate with that. And, I appreciate your participation last night on the net. That was kind of interesting. Don't know why they didn't catch you there, but nevertheless, you got in.
Yeah, I called a couple different times. I wasn't sure if he acknowledged me. There was a few times when the repeater dropped out at my radio. I don't know if it was my end or his end or where in between. So he may have acknowledged me a couple times, but I finally heard him on the last one.
Yeah, I copied that. And for what it's worth, I heard the same thing as a third party. I did not hear him acknowledge. And I did hear later on how he said, I don't know if you guys are hearing me acknowledge you. Or something to that effect. So out of curiosity, were you going straight into the GM, or were you using the 7.2?
I was going into the 7.2. I had a handy talkie with a whip on it at 15 Mile Road, just probably due south of Mount Clemens.
All right, very interesting. We'll probably never know for sure, but I'm just keeping a tabs on that. If somehow, some way, the linking of the repeaters, but, no big deal. It's just a curiosity. But, yeah, appreciate that. Of course, we had Skywarn last night, too, and it looks like, we may have another one tonight. So getting toasty out there, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, I've been keeping an eye on the weather all day. So far it's been nice and sunshiny. I'll take some of that, and I wouldn't doubt if we got some storms rolling this evening just like last night. Hopefully with a little cool off next week, that'll slow things down a little bit in the atmosphere.
Yes, sir, I agree. Hate to admit this on the air, but I did actually mow the lawn earlier this morning. it wasn't that bad here in Richmond, and I knew that if I didn't get through it today, it would have just gone for, you know, probably another week or so. So I was happy to knock that off, and it didn't take long. But then, you know, right after I did it, that's when, you know, of course, the warm-up comes, the midday warm-up. So in any event, I hope you have a safe travels there home.
All right, send me please. I'll hear you guys on the net tonight, 80 AM.
N-8-W-R-O. I'll be clear as well. Have a good one.
K-8-B-C-W. Good afternoon, Tim. Long time no talk to you.
Good afternoon, Bentley. How's things up in Emmett County?
Hey, we're holding our own up here. We may be activating our SkyWarnet up this way tonight as well. I believe we activated it last night, but quickly deactivated it. The severe weather that was forecast didn't seem to materialize, but we'll see what happens for the second go-around tonight.
N-8-W-R-O. Yes, sir, that was very similar to ours. It was a strange, we called it the waiting, you know, wait and see and watch the grass grow net last night. We ended up being on standby for the longest time. But, you know, they're all different. I have to pull my handy-dandy county map out to see where you're at. And, yeah, hopefully it's not going to be a bad one or anything tonight, but we're prepared if so.
Well, I ran out and mowed my lawn at 6 o'clock last night because we're supposed to have rain the rest of the week, and I didn't want there to be a jungle waiting for me when things dry out next week. While I was mowing, heard quite a bit of thunder, but that was about it. Wind picked up a bit. We got a little bit of rain for about 10 minutes, and then it just petered out. So we'll take those false alarms whenever we can, right?
Oddly enough, all the way down here, that's the same, you know, and that's my also the same thinking I did. If I didn't get that lawn knocked off this morning, it was actually not that bad out. I knew the heat of the day was going to come, and I would know. Mine was already bad because I left the front door too much. But I'm just wondering if the weather patterns there in the strait where you're at by the bridge, it's got to be a little bit different. But then again, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little bit south of there, actually. If you take a look at the map, sounds like that's what you're looking at. I'm in Harbor Springs, which is right on the north end of Little Traverse Bay, which is the next big bay south of the Straits, about a mile south. And we get our prevailing weather from the west across Lake Michigan, which is why we get a ton of snow here with lake effect that picks up over that lake. But it's really odd because we can see something coming in Wisconsin, and sometimes it'll get stronger as it goes across the lake, and sometimes the lake just sucks all the wind out of it, literally, and we don't get anything. So, very dynamic weather patterns here because of that big, giant lake that weather has to go across first.
Yeah, very interesting looking at it now as you speak. You're correct. Got a lot of westward-facing shoreline there. Kind of interesting. A little different here. We've got a joke with our friends at Oakland County to the west of us, but they're kind of our buffer. It seems like storms, and here we go. I'm going to jinx ourselves, of course, but it does seem like Oakland County kind of buffers us and takes the brunt of whatever we get just immediately to our west, because we're so far east by the time it travels that whole width of the southern mitten. But, hey, very good to hear from you. Yeah, don't be a stranger. I'll keep an ear out for you as well. I'll cut you loose for now, though. Pleasure talking, as always. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, the K8BCW. I'll be clear after you, sir.
All right, Tim, always good to catch you. Batten down the hatches, and I hope things are quiet for you guys down there tonight. I will hopefully catch you another time soon. K8BCW.
Yeah, I see. Radio check.
Good afternoon, Jack. This is N-8-W-R-O. Loud and clear. In fact, maybe a little too loud, perhaps. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, good. How about you? How do you like that 90-degree out there?
Well, I'm going to have to admit I've been hibernating inside for, ever since 12 noon. So Yeah, it's a hot one, that's for sure. Hey, we got the New Haven breakfast coming up. Are you gonna be able to come out this time, or what do you think?
I mean, I'm gonna be out there, no problem at all. Yeah, I'm gonna be out there for sure. I like it there anyhow.
Yeah, it's a good crowd. I'm glad that Wally kind of arranged that, and it's a good place too. Prices aren't very good. They can accommodate us, you know, with that big long table there. So I guess Tom's not going to be able to make it this time because he's got a horse show to do. So he's got pre-existing plans. But yeah, if you come out, it'd be good to see you again. Maybe I'll swing around and sit at that side of the table or something for a change, kind of mix it up a little bit, right?
Actually, what you said, you're right about that. Mix it up a little bit. Well, this time because, you know, I'm not that far, really, because what I usually do, take a 23 mile, go to Gratiot, make a left, go north, and that's how it is. But it takes a little bit, about a half hour.
Yeah, some of you guys coming over from Oakland, you got a little bit of a drive, so appreciate it showing up. But it'd be like me coming down from Richmond and going down to the Cozy Cabin. I just have not made it down there yet. And, you know, one of these days I will. Anyhow, good to hear you on the radio. It's been a while, and I hope to see you on Sunday over there.
It's a pleasure. I'll be there on Sunday. Good to hear you out there, too. Anyhow, we'll talk on Sundays, another couple of days, two, 3 days, but we'll see each other up there anyhow. Well, good talking to you, and thank you for a radio check. Take care. KF8DRC.
Yeah, Jack, you have a good one. By the way, I had my volume up high. Your signal is perfectly fine, real good. I turned it down. You're sounding good. So November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I will be clear. Have a good one.
3EDQ, Statewide 1, mobile.
TFA asked you when listening. TFA asked you when clear. TFA asked you when listening.